I didn't want to grab examples of all the typical unsung heroes. There's a lot here to talk about. A lot to be said for losing your name and supporting the vision someone else is doing. Like when we go to help in another country. True, we may be more knowledgeable, we may be wiser, we may have more of this or that, but the ministry will go much better with a great deal more success if we'll go there, support them in what they are doing, and putting their name on the labor. We'll get to go back to our nice places, but they will be there doing the work. Adding value to their credibility and their work in the kingdom is doing the right stuff. Like all the people who helped Israel through their toughest times, for most of them, there is no history, no knowledge, no recording whatsoever about who they were. Yet, they were instrumental in the deliverance of Israel. Once again, I believe it's easy to see you don't have to be a leader. You don't have to have your name up in lights to be a hero of the faith. According to 1 Chronicles 12, 32, there is the brief mention of the sons of Issachar. It says they were men who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. These extraordinary men are mentioned as only 200 leaders within little Issachar's tribe. And considering that they lived right up near Saul's territory, it was a thing of great courage to side with David. As far as I can reckon, Issachar was only a pretty small part of those who came to support David to be king. As the chapter goes on, it's mentioned there were other, much larger tribes, who I would have thought would lean more towards supporting Saul's camp, so it was extraordinary that they pitched their hat in the ring for David to be king. I hold they should be pointed out as unsung heroes of their faith, with wisdom and courage to buck the system in order to see David crowned as king. Those men who understood the times and just knew what to do, those 200 leaders seemed to know that David was God's anointed one. Their move to join with the other tribes to crown David seemed like a really bad idea, but they trusted in God's power to accomplish his plan and carried out amazing faith to act with what appeared the worst possible choice. There is another guy worthy of mention, and that's Gedaliah, who in 2 Kings 25 has been made governor. After Jerusalem's capture, the Babylonians appointed Gedaliah governor of the few who remained in Judah. Jeremiah instructed the small remnant to rally around Gedaliah, who gathered the leaders to himself in Mizpah. All things went well for a while, but Ishmael, the real culprit who wanted to destroy what was left of the government, tried to make Gedaliah out to be the bad guy. But Gedaliah was willing to risk his life to keep the people in the land as God had instructed them through Jeremiah. He was in a very uncomfortable position, to say the least, and Ishmael killed him for it. Gedaliah had the courage to follow the Lord's instruction, and it proved a pivotal point in Israel's history. The Lord may ask us to put ourselves in very unpopular positions, which may even put us at odds with others. But if we know God has appointed us to take that stand, we must follow after the Lord and his purposes. It is clear. These are the days when God is looking for people like the tribe of Issachar, willing to be audacious in their prayers, buck the dogmatic majority, and extend themselves, possibly in great risk, to accomplish the purposes of the Lord.